The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome to NASCAR America at Home. Marty Snyder, Kevin Harvick, Atlanta race winner, joining us. Congratulations, Kevin. And, you know, you and I were talking before. You said the car wasn't that great before, but looked like it was pretty good. But at the end, I don't know what Rodney Childers did to it, but, man, you had incredible speed at the end of that race.
Yeah, those are always very rewarding moments when you can win a race where you don't think your car is where it needs to be. And it's a huge credit to not only Rodney, but our pit crew. You know, they're the guys that have to have fast pit stops and make all those adjustments on pit road. And they just kept knocking them out of the park, even with all the big changes that they were throwing at the car. So definitely got the car a lot better towards the end. You know, I think as you look back at it, there are still a lot of things that we feel like we could probably do different. But in the end, we were able to take our Busch Light forward to victory lane and do what we wanted to do, and that was take home the trophy.
I want to ask you about the emotion of yesterday. First, for you personally, I mean, obviously all drivers have a connection to racetracks. I mean, for you, Phoenix, you know, you went there with your family as a young man and always been a special place for you. But where is the connection with Atlanta ranked for you? Obviously, your first win there, and just two races after Dale Earnhardt passed away in the three car, you were in the 29, obviously, and filling in for him and taking that seat. But where does Atlanta rank for you kind of on that list of places that are special to you?
Well, pretty high. And like you said, you know, it's a racetrack that I got my first win at, but the circumstances were so drastically different than probably, a lot of people realize, just because of the emotions and all the things that are going through your mind. What's the right thing to do? What's the wrong thing to do? What should I say? What shouldn't I say? And for me, you know, really, you know, when we won there in 2018, it really allowed me to go back and say and do some of the things that you look back on and realize how important those moments were, but to celebrate them right, you know, and to be able to think about that first win and be able to, you know, to pay tribute to Dale Earnhardt. And you know, I think as you look at, you know, where our sport is and the things that have happened is, you know, a big part of the reason that we are where we are today. But, you know, that connection for me is obviously a lot different just because, you know, I got in the car and, you know, won that race and were able to continue driving that car for 13 years at RCR and had, you know, so many special memories. But on that particular day in 2001, just, you know, had a tough time, you know, understanding what you should or shouldn't do. But it was, as you look back on it today, it was a great moment in my career, in a very confusing time that you didn't know what to say or do. And now it's an honor to be able to, you know, to celebrate that moment and pay mm-hmm. tribute to, you know, a man who meant so much to our sport and where it is today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Globally, Kevin, obviously the world's kind of hurting right now with the protests that are going on. The drivers, the NASCAR community responded yesterday. Jimmy Johnson said on NASCAR America last night, it was kind of he and a group of drivers that really got together and started that. But I want to know from you, Kevin, who kind of decided on the messaging that the drivers would deliver? And how do you feel like it went the way the NASCAR community responded?
Well, Jimmy was the leader. You know, obviously, you know, it's very similar to the situation that I just talked about, you know, from 2001. You know, you know that the situation that happened in Minnesota, and we've seen happen, you know, so many times. It has to be fixed. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think for us as a group of or as a sport, you know, we know we have a place in order to be part of the solution. And what that is, I think everybody wants to understand, you know, how we go about that, what's the right thing to do, what's the wrong thing to do. And you know, these are tough conversations to have with each other. It was mm-hmm. very uncomfortable for all of us to have the conversations of what is right and what is wrong. And I think that's the most important thing is to, and this has taught me a lot as well, personally, you know, to have those conversations of how we move forward and how we fix things. I'm an action person. I'm always, you know, a little bit reserved in what I say. You know, and I think in this particular situation, there has to be some actions that follow in a number of different ways as we move forward. And you know what that is and what's right, you know, is still, you know, a little bit of a moving target amongst everybody. So I'm proud of our sport. You know, I think as you look at, you know, the way that things developed and have happened, you know, with what happened yesterday, you know, before the race started, I'm really proud of who we are as a sport and you know, how important we are to society was really brought to the forefront. And, you know, what our sport meant to this country when we went back to work and went to Darlington and did the things that we did, getting back to the racetrack and how important it is for people to turn on those televisions and realize how important sports are to the world, you know, and so I've been a part of a lot of things and, you know, as we've gone back to work and now we go through, you know, the things that we're going through as a country, it's important, you know, for us to use our platform to have a voice, and hopefully, you know, help in the conversation as we move forward.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
All right, well, let's talk some racing again. Martinsville, a night race for Martinsville on Wednesday night, coming up very quick, isn't it, Kevin? What is your thought about a night race at Martinsville? Is that going to ramp up the intensity even more to have a race which is already filled with intensity at Martinsville to have it at night, Kevin?
Well, you know, when you look at Martinsville and then you add that short track, just that every local short track Saturday night feel to a midweek race at Martinsville is something that, you know, we've all not really experienced. And I'm looking forward to that experience. So, you know, being under the lights for pretty much the whole race is going to be a great moment for our sport. And we get to fire those lights up in Martinsville. And Martinsville is just always intense. You're going to run into somebody. Somebody's going to be mad at you, and you're going to be mad at probably more than one person as you go through the race. So it's a great place to race. And you know, the thing that I look at is, you know, you're going to run Martinsville, and then you're going to go right to Homestead by the end of the week. And that's it. Third of the season's gone. You know, and we've made up a lot of ground of races that we've missed. And, you know, you look at it and you've got 14 races left until the playoffs start. So, you know, as you look forward, You know, there's things are happening really fast. I'm proud that we've got to get back on the racetrack and do the things that we've done. But you know, things are going by in a quick manner. And obviously Martinsville being in the playoffs, it's important to understand what you have when you leave the racetrack.
Is this schedule getting tough on drivers, Kevin? I mean, maybe tougher on the teams, right? To prepare all these cars and turn everything around so quickly. Is it coming to the point where it's like, man, okay, we need a little bit of a gap here.
Well, you're not going to get a gap, right? Yeah. Right. So yeah, you know what you're in for here, and it has been really, really difficult on the teams. But I think everybody understands the importance of getting all these races in and getting back on the racetrack. And I think everybody's willing to suck it up and do what we have to do in order to make it happen. So, you know, for me, the midweek races have been a little bit more challenging than I thought they would be, because I've had my routine for the last several years of this is how I recover, this is what I do. And these midweek races have, you know, when I got to Bristol and got done with Bristol, I didn't feel as good as I would have normally wanted to feel, the next day. So, you know, the midweek races are definitely a little bit of a challenge in keeping up with the recovery side of things. And I kind of know how I want to feel. So we definitely change a couple things up this week as far as how much activity. I think I overdid it, for the first two and trying to keep up on the fitness side and probably broke myself down a little bit more than I wanted to. But it's going to be important because you're not going to get a break. And we're starting, with a lot of really tough racetracks when you look at Charlotte, mm-hmm. Darlington and Bristol, and go to Atlanta this week. And we normally don't race there when it's warm. Wasn't hot this week, but it was definitely, on the warmer side than when we're normally there. You guys were just in Texas. You know how hot it's going to be when we get back to Texas to run 500 miles. And a lot of these races are during the day. And now we're jamming them in the middle of the summer. So we're in different parts of the country than we normally are, and they're mm-hmm. hot.
Well, I'll tell you what, with all these races, Kevin, we've already seen what? We've seen the Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch thing at Darlington. We saw the Joey Logano, Chase Elliott thing at Bristol. I don't know, Martinsville under the lights, we might see another thing post-race as well on Wednesday night.
you will, and that's just Martinsville, right? And yeah. I want to go back to Chase Elliott and just talk about that truck bounty and what mm-hmm. he did with all the money that he raised by winning that race and giving all that money to great organizations and also giving $25,000 to Kyle and Samantha's foundation as well. Mm-hmm. So what a great kid. I call him a kid. You can call him a kid because we're old, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and what a great thing for our sport to have those guys going at it, and mm-hmm. both of them, Joey and Kyle going at it with Chase, because he's such a huge part of our sport. But you see what kind of young man that he is when you see the things that he did with all that money from the bounty and just great moments for our sport right now.
Well, credit to you for offering up the bounty in the first place, because you were the first one to offer up the first 50K. So congratulations on that. Congratulations on the Atlanta win. Best of luck in both races this week.
All right, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Be good. That's Kevin Harvick joining us here on NASCAR America at Home.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.